The sand is rapidly falling through the hourglass as the year comes to a close, but 2013 will not go quietly, will it, Mara Davis? You have proof of that, don't you?
Steve, these are the days of our lives, and we're here together to talk music, especially New Year's weekend. We can't finish out 2013 without seeing some great music, so we're going to go out with a bang. First, starting at the Tabernacle, check out this stand. Tonight through Tuesday night, Sound Tribe Sector 9. They are huge on the jam band scene. They're sort of electronic, sort of instrumental. They've got a huge following. I remember when these guys started in my friend Jeff Dunham's living room playing, and now this incredible following.
Who plays five nights in one venue? Unless you're at Madison Square Garden.
Sound Tribe Sector 9 can do it in Atlanta.
It's the holidays, long holiday weekend. Lots of Georgia artists have come back to roost. They're playing in town, and Saturday night, someone very special.
We'll talk about a roost. Ruby Vell and the Soulphonics playing at the Earl. I'm kind of obsessed with her because she's just a normal gal with this incredible voice. And I'm sure she's tired of hearing this, but she's kind of like an Amy Winehouse sound. If you really like that feel and that vibe, this is an artist to watch. She's got a killer band. I would not miss seeing her in a small venue like the Earl. So that is Ruby Vell and the Soulphonics Saturday night.
I've been a follower of Collective Soul, I think, since they emerged back in the early 90s. And Ed Roland, of course, the frontman, has his new band, the Sweet Tea Project. And they're in concert New Year's Eve with Drivin' and Cryin'.
I know you like to let your light shine.
I do. Yeah.
Steve, so yeah, great double bill over at the Variety Playhouse. Ed Roland, Sweet Tea Project, and Drivin' and Cryin' doing a double bill New Year's Eve. That should be a really great time. Keeping it local with Ed Roland and Kevin Kinney. I love it.
For many people, the place to be on New Year's Eve in Atlanta is the heart of downtown and underground Atlanta for the Peach Drop. But, you know, the Peach Drop is really just sort of the footnote to the big event.
Well, in years past, it hasn't been known as like a, you know, the hippest artist of the day, the headlining Peach Drop. But this year, they have blown everybody away by having headliner Janelle Monáe on New Year's Eve. To me, this is incredible because she is an Atlanta darling. She's truly original. She just played a sold-out show at the Tabernacle. And to have the grace and class and style and funk of Janelle Monáe on New Year's Eve at Peach Drop, where do I sign?
Jeez, Mara, how do you really feel?
I love her. I do.